Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center, today.
I dipped tobacco for 18 years, and many of my friends still do. With the holidays here, the parties and reunions have arrived. I want to give friends a heads up on a healthy alternative to dipping tobacco, Jake's Mint Chew. Jake's is non-nicotine, tobacco-free, and made from USDA-certified organic mint. Jake's is long cut, packs well, has a solid, long-lasting flavor, and has stopped me from using the brand name Dip Tobacco. Start the new year off right and make Jake's your chewing tobacco alternative. Go to jakesmintchew.com and get on the path to a healthier life. You can do it. Jake's can help. Chew healthy. Chew mint.
The Feeling.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSER and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Join Chicago's Big Ten team when they return to Welsh Ryan Arena tomorrow at 7 p.m. Single game tickets and family plans on sale now at nusports.com. We're live at the brand new Cubs flagship store at 633 North Michigan. We'll be broadcasting updates live here until 6 o'clock tonight, so stop by and pick up great Cubs items for all the Cubs fans on your holiday shopping list. The Packers sweep the season series against the Bears, taking yesterday's game at Soldier Field 30-27. Bears had a shot at the win. They managed to tie it up on a field goal inside the final 2 minutes. But with 27 seconds remaining, Aaron Rodgers connected with Jordy Nelson for a 60-yard bomb. That got the Packers in field goal range, and that was all she wrote for the Bears, who fall to 3-11 on the year. Elsewhere in the league, New England, Oakland, and Seattle clinched postseason berths yesterday. Jacksonville head coach Gus Bradley fired by the Jags. He had to take a flight back home with the team afterwards. Monday Night Football tonight, Carolina and Washington face off. You can hear that one right here on 670 The Score starting at 6:45. Blackhawks coach Joe Quenneville said yesterday that goalie Corey Crawford could get a game in before Christmas. That's good news for the Hawks, who host Ottawa tomorrow night. Artemi Panarin named the NHL First Star of the Week. After dropping two straight to Milwaukee, the Bulls went back to basics yesterday, holding an extended practice with training camp drills in hopes of improving their game. We'll see if it pays off tonight when the Bulls host Detroit at the United Center. In college football, Stanford running back Christian McCaffrey will sit out the Hyundai Sun Bowl to focus on his NFL draft preparation. And a little hot stove action today. The Yankees are interested in White Sox starter Jose Quintana, according to John Morosi. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin, the Hyundai holiday sales event going on now. And win a gift that keeps on giving. Enter at cbschicago.com/contest now for your chance to win a Jets Pizza gift card. Brought to you this holiday season by Jets Pizza and The Score. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to the official radio home of the World Series champion Chicago Cubs. 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, and home of the world champion Cubs.
Thanks for listening.
God bless America.
I don't even know what to say. That was pretty awesome.
Julie DeCaro, thank you. Julie is live over there at the brand new Cubs store, 633 North Michigan. Thank you to our guests on the show today. Big Cat Williams, Vincent Goodwill on the slog, the long and ugly slog to the sixth seed. Yeah. That is the Chicago Bulls, and Hub Arkish as well.
That's okay. They had their training camp practice, and now they're going to try really hard.
Awesome.
They just want to know new sets to run.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's going
to
do it.
I don't know how much Animal House they were able to get in during that training camp.
Do they have the set that involves three guys who are 6'11", that can jump and have really long arms?
And are 21 years old, and they'll be able to play in the fourth quarter
Can they run that set?
Yeah. I think they have a set that involves people who can actually make three-point shots.
That'd be nice, too.
Jay Zawoski and Nick Shepkowski produced the show and did a fine job. Rick Camp helps out every day, and that's nice. Brian Gersh does a video stream and does it well at watch670thescore.com. Tomorrow, Ross Tucker, Adam Kramer, and so much more.
I love so much more.
Oh, man. My favorite part of the show. And this is also a nice moment when Terry Bores is in for Terry Bores and Dan Bernstein.
My subs are here. I'm here twice. I'm here twice today.
What's up, T-Bores? How are you, man?
I'm doing
all right.
Good.
Okay.
Good.
You survive another Bears game. You only got one left.
Yeah.
Two left.
Well, not really.
Right, that's true.
I got none left.
Actually, you're
January 5th, the last show was. I've got nothing to say about the Bears, nor do any of the guests.
That's right. You're pretty much out of.
I'm pretty much out of the business of
Bears
being miserable.
Jail.
Yes.
Wait a minute. Let's process that.
Don't
for
we
a moment.
All wish we could say that?
There is
Barry.
There's some envy.
Come join me in retirement. Be my friend.
Terry, I if you let me move into your basement in Tampa.
Yeah, sure. You're always welcome.
Wait, so this is the last Bears Monday that you will fully process. That's quite
correct.
Something, T-Bores.
That is correct, sir.
Well, at least you get a chunky one. You get one that's chock full of goodness.
How many times do you think over the last 25 years I've beaten the living bejesus out of them on a Monday? Right? I mean, what am I to say? I'll let Dan do it. He's a bear meatball.
Yeah, I am.
Go for it, big stroker.
And I was a bear meatball during the game, as I always am. But you know what? You can be mad at John Fox for a lot of things.
Okay, thanks.
I think either strategy at the 4-yard line is defensible. I can't say that was absolutely the wrong thing.
No, but he didn't do the one that he said he was doing.
Have a strategy.
He didn't explain it well.
No, he didn't do it well.
But between going for it or kicking, if you're going to go for it, you want to call different plays.
If
you're going to kick, you might want to call different plays.
If you're going to kick, you have to run the ball on third down and burn 40 seconds off the clock.
No matter what you do, you want to keep 12 from having the football.
He didn't do one or the other, and I don't think he knew what his plan was at the two-minute mark.
Correct.
And that is pathetic to me. Because the three
That's
different...
That's the only thing I quit. The other
right?
stuff...
The you three could. Different decisions all play out one at a time.
Yeah.
It's like, I guess that makes sense. But they don't have anything to do with each other. They don't make sense. There's no cohesive vision.
There's no defending the extra 50 seconds that Aaron Rodgers had. There's just no
I don't know how much he needed, though. How much did he ultimately need when they were sort of running it down by themselves at the end anyway? If he's going to do that, we can quibble over a second here, a second there, but if he's going to just chuck it down the field and that guy's going to be there and get behind the defense, I don't know how that
he got
happens.
Behind our guy.
Well, that would have needed to happen on first down instead of third down.
Correct.
And you would have, and there's you're saying that he might have done that.
Okay. Yep.
Well, I mean, I don't see how in any possible way it's defensible that John Fox didn't do one or the other.
You don't see him on the field anymore. You can't see him. See, the opponent can never see him. If you've noticed him, not just against the Bears. The Bears have never seen him yet.
Our theory is that Jordy Nelson has a cloaking device, like a Klingon ship. And he's just, because of where he arrives at the end of a play, either there's two of him or he's invisible.
Yeah, you never see him. LeBlanc never saw him. He didn't know where I was. You never seen it. You know who's covering.
He and Rodgers, the things they do together, and the chemistry there.
Now,
now
that he's actually Jordy Nelson again.
Yeah, yeah. It's amazing. I mean, Nelson said afterward, Terry. He said, "All we need is time and downs. We talk about it all week when we're talking about late game situations. All we talk about is time and downs, and they know exactly what they're going to do and how they're going to do it, depending on whether they have time and downs. As long as you don't give them." The time and the downs, then they cannot beat you.
Well, we know Fox is bad at understanding time.
This time or all time?
I'm not sure that he understands English some of the time.
Yeah, because
he's not terribly good at it post-game.
Game management is not his strength. It never has been, and that we were told that in no uncertain terms by people who've watched him coach before.
Yeah, that's true.
And we've always said that he just needs... Either a droid next to him that who can do it for him, or some factotum who is simply in charge of telling him what to do, depending on how he wants to manage a clock.
Because those clocks
lengthen the game or shorten the game, and leave it up to this little machine over here that'll handle it.
Those clocks are big. I mean, they're really big. You can see them from almost everywhere in the stadium. I mean, it's not that hard to find.
It's not.
I don't
a
know
mystery.
Why. No, it's
How
not.
How much time do we have? He doesn't. I don't care if the clock is like in front of him and it's 8 feet tall. He can't see it. He doesn't. He's no good at it. A lot of them aren't, though. A lot of them aren't.
No, he has absolutely lived up to expectations.
He's got I don't know how it happens that there's so many that just kind of don't get
they
that
do,
stuff.
That's it never ceases to amaze me. That so many of them.
If it's too much for you, I mean, if that's too much for you, then Dan's right. Then you've got to have someone who makes those decisions for you.
Well, that
if
takes,
there's
that
too
takes,
much else happening and you can't process all that.
That takes a measure of self-knowledge and self-assurance to realize that you have that as a weakness and go ahead and let somebody do that.
It's no
That's
different.
Not in their DNA,
It
though.
Really yeah. isn't that different than asking your wife if you have food on your face, right? I mean, just little things. That, so there's certain people in your lives, you say, look, do I have spinach in my teeth? And the answer is either yes or no, or go like this, or she reaches in and scrapes it all, because that's part of the job. You do that. He needs somebody to do the equivalent of, do I have food on my face?
He also has food on his face, by the way. And no one's telling him that
he
either.
He needs Bobby Valentine to wipe that off of his
face. Yeah, you need people in your life.
You need people like that.
Those are the people in your life you can trust. Mm. You need those people.
Well, find somebody on the staff. I doubt it's Dowell Loggins.
Does any coach do that, though? Does any coach listen to somebody else?
That's a great question. It's a great question. I mean, they have to listen to somebody else for the replay.
That's a good question for Billick this week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there a coach who could have enough of a comfort level with his ego to ask somebody else to handle
to execute
certain
this at the end of a game?
Yeah, you'd think that somebody would do that.
He is kind of Tommy Lasorda at this point, isn't he? Now, you mentioned Bobby Valentine wiping the food off his face.
Look,
kind of where he is.
Baseball managers do it all the time with their bench coaches.
Right.
Baseball managers trust the bench coach. Look, NBA coaches, I've never seen an NBA coach that at some point didn't look at it. It used to be the trainer. Now it's not the trainer. It used to be, how many timeouts do I have? Yeah. I mean, if you really watch a bench, do I have a 20? Yeah.
Right.
Yes, you have a 20. They look at a little card, and they've been noting it with a pencil. Yes, you have a 20. Well, okay, 20.
And a really good bench coach would tell you, hey, by the way, if we score a couple of runs here, let's make sure we get another reliever up so Chapman doesn't go out for the ninth.
Right.
That's what a really good bench coach does.
First one to ask would be Chapman, yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
check
you know,
with him. Check
got,
with me.
When you got a sycophant sitting next to you, that's
that is a good question for Bill, because I just can't imagine how many guys can get it wrong. I don't know if you look, if you feel like it's a weakness, no NFL coach ever admits to any of this stuff.
They never
own up to it.
The machismo of these guys is in a different bracket, isn't it?
It is.
I mean, no question. Does Joel Quenneville, does he let somebody run the power play, or you let somebody dictate the special teams a little bit at least?
You mean during a game or during practice?
During a game.
During a game, Joel's going to decide who's going on the ice.
Lord,
I mean, especially in an important situation. I mean, over the course of May, you know, I would say there are times during a game when he lets his coaches coach and run. You know, you run the defense, you run the forwards. But, you know, there are also times, even in the first period, where he may want to get Kane out there right away or get his best guys right out there
that's
again.
He
is running the bench. There's no question about
that. He started with Taves and Kane and Panarin all together yesterday. That was fun.
Yeah, he likes that. He likes that. Well, as long as Hinostroza is going to play well on that second line.
Mm-hmm.
The Bulls aren't any fun. We know that. Bears, not much fun. Predictable yesterday, actually, that they were still going to manage to lose a game. I still don't know how they did it, but they did it.
Spring training's not far away, Terry.
It's not that far away.
Okay.
I was thinking about that pretty soon the days are going to start getting longer, and it's going to be baseball season right soon.
Hey, man,
and
February 26th.
It's 7 outside.
February 26th is the first preseason game for the Cubs against Cleveland.
Wow.
And on that day, I think the Indians' bullpen will be rested and be ready to go.
Did you see the Yankees' Quintana rumors?
Yes, we did.
Up? Yeah.
Okay. That's say, Glaber.
I just say it too.
Barry brought
Glaber
it up.
And Glaber Torres and Deal.
Yeah, right?
I would straight up.
Wow.
How fun would
that
be?
He's that good.
Yeah, he's pretty damn good.
How funny would that be?
Oh, man, if I'm Han, I'd do it just to troll a
I would do
bit.
It straight damn up.
So it's, then would the people screaming that they don't get this plan any more than they got the last plan, would they like this better? Hey, would they like the plan better?
That's going to be the legitimately interesting part of this, is like the White Sox fandom's willingness to buy into a long view.
They all are.
It's really fast.
They all are.
It's really, really fast so far. Because you just watched what you watched. But, you know, you're going to want them to commit to it a little bit more. I mean, I know... You know, they don't have to trade everybody by opening day, but I'd be surprised if they don't deal a couple more between now and opening day.
Yeah, I mean, they'd absolutely love to.
Their closer's worth something now, too.
You bet.
Oh, yeah, in this market, you bet, for sure. Yeah, what I think I think Robertson would be in Washington already if they if they hadn't beaten him so bad on the Adam Eaton deal.
If they didn't get
the Robertson thing would be done already. But I don't know if Mike Rizzo was even going to take that phone call.
You know, I did. I spoke to a source that
not the NASA guy.
No, somebody within the White Sox organization.
How is your NASA guy?
He's done. He doesn't work for NASA anymore.
Oh, that's bad.
He's at my. He's
helping Fox with the clock.
No, he's doing like independent engineering stuff. He does. He no longer. I need an asset.
If Frenzy's nice, I would loan him mine. You know,
I have one, but this
I got a NASA guy. Who doesn't have a NASA guy? There's like 50,000 people who work for NASA.
Do you know how low on the NASA totem pole my NASA guy is?
How far?
Fairly low.
This White Sox source was he was giddy over the subtraction of Adam Eaton. Absolutely giddy. And I mean, just they couldn't be happier that Adam Eaton's gone. And it just so I said, well,
it can't be a coincidence.
You're gonna make Sox fans mad. They're still the first crying two guys. About that.
No, but I'm telling you that it's just the within the organization there was a sense of and I think Cowley put it best that the Swisher 2.0. And
He's worse. He's worse than that.
The phrase that was used.
Just a bumbling, stumbling idiot.
The phrase that was used was "Good riddance to Mr. Look at me."
The fact, would you ever imagine that a guy would believe, even though he is a goof, there's something wrong with him, but that you would actually believe, what was he, 13 or 14 and the best leader in the clubhouse? I mean, this guy is just a loon, and now they're going to put him back in the place where he's worse at in center. I could not be more delighted. I don't even, and Barry, I'm not around him. I know you're around him sometimes. I don't want to be, not interested ever being, and it's good with me. And I'm as a White Sox observer, it's nice to have him gone. But I can actually turn on the game without seeing him.
Terry, but he gets his uniform so dirty.
Oh.
I mean, nobody else is going to have. I mean, Bryce Harper is going to have a hard time being as dirty as Adam Eaton.
Congratulations to Bryce Harper, just married his high school sweetheart over the weekend.
What is with these guys? High school sweetheart thing, man. You're Bryce Harper. You're Chris Bryant.
Hey, man. That's why my favorite.
What are you saying, Dan?
What he's saying.
You want to be more transparent?
I just think that athletes have some unique opportunities, just as
to share themselves.
Some rock stars have unique opportunities, and
I'm not following you.
What I wanted to do with waiting until you're 30 or 27.
When Derek Jeter and Tiger Woods played golf together a few weeks. Weeks ago, all I could think about was, does somebody bring it up during that conversation as they're on the cart riding around like, hey, I did it this way and you really should have, because then you could have gone to Perkins as much as you wanted to and nobody would judge you.
What was your deal with that whole thing anyway?
Like, why'd you think you needed to do that?
Anyway, really? Tiger? Really? Yeah.
Was it worth it?
Along with Brian Kelly was we got the news that day at the Lantern in Naperville in 2009 was Tiger was taking his leave of absence.
That's right.
And we talked about it that day, that of all the things Michael Jordan taught Tiger Woods, he couldn't teach him to not get married when there was no reason to.
Or discretion. The one thing about Jordan lived.
He got away with the stuff. He got away.
He lived his life, but he had a way of going about his business.
Oh boy!
Using go betweens, envoys.
It's also a different time.
Service
it
elevators.
It was a different time.
It was a different time, and I always picture the Babe Ruth story. Right, Babe Ruth
with a number of cigar butts.
No, Babe Ruth running down the Yankees train naked, followed by like three women, right? And they run right through the media car where like all the media is sitting there, they're playing cards and eating, and they all look up and see Babe Ruth naked being chased by three women, and they look back down.
Because what's new?
That's
right?
No different.
And because who are you to say anything about that guy?
That was no different than my Ed Horton story in a hotel hallway in Yakima, Washington. Same thing. Except nobody was chasing him. He was just going from one room to another room and didn't have the opportunity to put on clothes. And I walked out. I was going to go get a bucket full of ice. And there's our power forward running naked down the hall. Hey, Ed. Hey, how's it going? Door open, door closed, door open, door closed. And that was that. All right. Wow.
I never saw any such things when I was covering baseball. I saw nothing like that.
I never saw anyone when I was covering anything.
That's like the There is a don't.
So the category is sometime between now and the 5th of January, Terry, players and coaches that you've seen naked in a hotel. You know, or at least
there are some.
Do you know that one?
Even just the apocryphal stories
with the slogan and the
yeah.
That's a great one.
I never saw it.
Unfortunately, the guy who told me that story also there are more stories about him than there are from him.
Terry, I think
category is Cubs relievers and wives of Toronto starting pitchers. There's one for you.
Mrs. Dave Steve.
Relievers and
I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Okay. All right.
Terry, I just flashed to producing you and Mac when Dick Williams and that hotel story went down.
And Dick Williams that day.
Answering doors naked.
That's when,
right?
David Faraday called from the car.
Because Faraday heard me say that I believe that once you reach the age of 73, and I think Terry will back me up on this, that you should no longer have to wear pants, ever. Agreed. And that if someone dares to look, well, that's their problem.
That's
their
issue.
But if you have lived that long, I believe you've earned at least that
hotels,
much. And pools. Faraday called in.
Right,
he called thought
in,
we were
getting
crazy.
Your oil changed.
Talk about the old man in the breezeway.
I guess this presidency is really going to be something. All right, boys, have a good show.
We will.
Enjoy yourselves. Ew.
Save some time for me the 5th, would you, Speaks?
Deal. Neil, okay. T-Bars. All right, brother. Have See fun breaking down the Bears for the final time of your score
yes,
life.
Yes, I am.
Unbelievable. All right, Boys and Bursty, coming up next. Me and Rosdren back tomorrow. Thanks for listening to 670 The Score.
We'll be back with more Boers and Bernstein on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
This is Boomer Esiason with the CBS Sports Minute. On the concussions front, Colts owner Jim Irsay is denying a link between football and CTE. He's even compared the risks of playing football to the risks of taking aspirin. Lions linebacker DeAndre Levy ripped Irsay on Instagram, posting the following snarkiness. Frequent trips to the pharmacy make you a medical expert on CTE? Irsay has battled addiction to prescription painkillers. So, if you're scoring at home, Irsay and fellow owner Jerry Jones are in the deniers column. Giants owner John Mara, NFL health and safety executive Jeff Miller, and we think Commissioner Roger Goodell are in the acknowledgers column. Neuropathologist Ann McKee is an expert, but she admits that she has no idea what percentage of players suffer CTE. Oh boy, this is getting mind-boggling. I'm Boomer Esiason.
On the first day of Christmas, Grossinger gave to me a huge offer for my family.
We need your trade. We'll pay top dollar during Grossinger Toyota North's year-end trade-in event. Bring us your old car. We'll trade it for brand new. Lease a new 2017 Corolla L for just $131 a month. Save big with 0% financing for 72 months on every new Toyota. Or lease a new 2017 RAV4 LE for only $161 a month. Hurry in. The end of the year means Toyota-thon and our best savings on a new Toyota. This week only at Grossinger Toyota North in Lincolnwood, just north of Chicago, and GrossingerToyotaNorth.com. That's GrossingerToyotaNorth.com. Auto number T70550, number T70299. You must qualify. 36 month lease, zero security deposit. Corolla 3281, RAV4 3311. Due at signing. Plus tax, title, license, and 16927 dock fee. $13.89 per thousand finance. Expires 1/2/17.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Looking for something a little different? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. We use traditional cider apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes 2 apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So at the end of the day, relax and raise a glass to something a little unexpected. Angry Orchard. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. And now in cans. Angry Orchard hard cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company. Walden, New York. Drink responsibly.
I was just at Walgreens because apparently I'm getting a common cold. Trust me, it's anything but common with the stuffy nose and all the coughing. Ugh. Luckily, Walgreens is right around the corner to help me find the right relief fast with Walgreens brand cold and flu products. They give me effective relief at a great value. So just like that, I'm feeling pretty common again, which is a good thing in my book. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Now with cards, select Walgreens brand cold and flu relief products are 2 for $12 or $6.29 each through December 24th. Use as directed.
The time to get your business ready for 2017 is now. So if you're ready to upgrade to a phone system that will deliver better business communications in the coming year, there's never been a better time to switch to Vonage Business, because our end-of-year sales event is on now. Switch to an award-winning phone system that boasts over 40 business-class features, including virtual receptionist, to give your company a 24-hour professional presence, and a free mobile app to keep you seamlessly connected on the go. Switch before the end of the year to take advantage of our limited-time phone sale, starting at 50% off. You'll also get a discount on the monthly service fee and waived activation to save you even more in the new year. Don't miss the Vonage end-of-year sales event and join the 75,000 other businesses that have already switched to Vonage Business. Hurry, offer ends December 31st. Visit Vonage.com/December or call 1-800-5-VONAGE. Terms and conditions apply.
Kids, 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your car today.
Now accepting boats, RVs, and real estate donations. 1-877
cards for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to carsforkids.com. That's cards with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
Hurry, it's your last chance to donate for 2016.
Hey, I'm here at your Metro PCS store. What's the best deal I can get for switching over?
How does a free smartphone sound?
Sounds good, but is it a tiny smartphone?
Nope, 5-inch HD screen.
Good brand?
Great brand. Samsung, and it's a Galaxy.
So I got a free Samsung Galaxy?
Yeah, you're a tough man to bargain with.
Everyone gets a free Samsung Galaxy On 5 at Metro PCS. Switch today and get a free smartphone after instant rebate. Yes, a free Samsung Galaxy. Metro PCS. Wireless figured out. Coverage not available in some areas. Sales tax not included. Not valid for numbers currently on the T-Mobile network. See store for details, terms and conditions, and network info.
It's the Levion Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Stop in today through December 8th and discover unique, amazing gifts that stand out as beautifully as she does. Jared works directly with Levion designers to offer you more Levion jewelry than any other store in the world, including exclusive pieces like the spectacularly original ombre bracelet. The Levion Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Now through December 8th. That's why he went to Jared.
As your State Farm agent, I'm going to do something I've never done on radio before.
What's that?
Help you combine your auto and renter's insurance.
State Farm can do that? Wow, that means I can do anything on radio. Like discharge fireworks on unsuitable holidays.
I wouldn't do that.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody!
Look, I'm saying State Farm helps life go right by helping combine policies only because we do that in real life.
That is so cool. Hang on.
No, not inside.
Happy Groundhog Day, too.
State Farm, here to help life go right. Call an agent today.
The Harlem Globetrotters will dribble into Rosemont with their action-packed world tour at the Allstate Arena on December 28th and 29th. Witness amazing Globetrotter moments that become unforgettable Globetrotter memories. Feel the dunks. See the ball handling. Experience the antics that'll have kids of all ages laughing the entire time. Don't miss the world-famous Harlem Globetrotters at the Allstate Arena on December 28th and 29th. Tickets at harlemglobetrotters.com. It's the most wonderful time of the year, and what better way to kick off your holiday than with the Score Guys. Thursday, don't miss 670 The Score's holiday broadcast, live from Real Time Sports at 1120 West Devon in Elk Grove Village. It all starts with the Mully and Hanley Show at 5 a.m., Spiegel and Goff from 9 a.m. to 1, and finally, the Boers and Bernstein Show from 1 to 6. We'll be giving away some great prizes all day, so come get into the holiday spirit with 670 The Score. Brought to you by Lover's Lane, Viking Ski Shop, and Windy City Suites.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by Mancari Chrysler Jeep Dodge in Oak Lawn.
Boers and Bernstein.
Hello, how we doing?
Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And a very pleasant good afternoon. Going to make you several promises for the next 4.5 hours or thereabouts. We're going to do the best we can.
can keep you informed, entertained. Perhaps have a laugh or two along the way. Loud and persistent rapping at someone's back door. Oh, it's already begun. And this is radio's best combination of...
embarrassing, atrocious, despicable, pathetic, asinine.
I'm Terry Bors.
I'm Dan Bernstein. It's Bears Monday. Matt Bowen at 2 o'clock. Eric Edholm at 4. Zach Miller at 5. Zach Zaidman at some point as well after the Bears finish up their media availabilities at Hallis Hall. And surprises along the way as well. 312-644-6767 is the number at WSCR The Score. Email us at borsandbernstein at 670thescore.com. That's realistic.
Hey, good live
streaming 670thescore.com.
Texting
67011. The text zone brought to you by the Grossinger Auto Group with 15 brands and over 4,000 vehicles. Visit them today at grossinger.com. You text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter is at @Bors_Bernstein. You can follow me at @Dan_Bernstein. There's borsandbernstein.com. And there's the radio.com app. Download that. You can have the show with you on your mobile device wherever you may be. The producers are Matt Abaticola.
We're only the fourth coldest game in Chicago history. They said during the week it was going to be the coldest, but the temperatures got all the way up to a balmy 9 degrees. And in the cold weather.
The coldest game.
How much of that can he do today in this cold?
Throwing in this cold.
From one cold game to another.
It is cold.
Wow. Maybe the cold.
Virginia McCaskey. Don't tell her it's cold. And it's cold in Chicago the way we like it. It's got to be cold, right? And it's cold, so that hurts.
Cold here in studio.
Much colder than that. I love that. Temperature's cold from cold Chicago. Cold tundra in Chicago. It's cold. Yeah, it's cold, so that certainly is a factor. It's been a cold day in Chicago. Cold weather doesn't matter. Cold NFC North.
You actually forget to drink water in the cold. It's funny, in the cold.
But this is a really cold day. It's cold here in Chicago.
Cold Chicago.
Good.
Wow.
God.
Wow.
I love Matt Abaticola.
Good. Chris Tannehill.
Well, you look at this last punt by Pat O'Donnell. Can't do any better. Jay Bellamy, their wide receiver, he's playing the gunner. That's excellent execution by this punt team, pinning the Green Bay Packers back.
I'll tell you what, that punter's had a nice year. He certainly has, Pat O'Donnell.
Again, our special teams played well. We're on a record-setting pace with our punt team.
Fired.
What the hell are they talking about?
I never know.
He is Captain Indestructo.
Well, put Chris on for a minute.
Scoreboard update.
No. Hello, everyone. From the Northwestern basketball.
Hello.
What's going on?
Hello,
hey, we're
to
at the
you
Cubs store. Hey, listen, why don't you guys come down to the Cubs store? We're on Michigan Avenue, 663 North Michigan Avenue.
Can
we're
I buy or rent you? Six? Can I? Is there an hourly rate for a Chris Ranji?
Not free.
Oh, really? For me?
Totally
though.
Free.
Not for everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
for
totally
everyone.
Free. Yeah, especially for you two. In free. Fact, I will pay you.
Free.
So come down here. Free. We are at the Cubs store until 6 o'clock today. No, 6:30. We're here until 6:30. So you two, if you just want to leave the studio and come see me, you can, or anybody else who wants to come down here. Hi, from the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio at the Cubs store, Michigan Avenue, 663 North Michigan. I'm Chris. Hello. Join Chicago's Big Ten team when they return to Welsh Ryan Arena tomorrow at 7. Single game tickets and family plans are on sale at nusports.com. Bears had a 4th-and-4 late yesterday against the Packers, and they chose to tie it with a field goal instead of trying to punch it in.
Biggest thing is we're 31st out of 32 on fourth down conversions. You know, I think we look at stats and, again, you know, give our guys a chance to win the game, tying it there with one-something left. Unfortunately, we let them go the distance.
So that's what they did. That's Coach John Fox on WBBM today. But then the Packers came down the field. They had about a minute 15 left, and they ended up winning it. The Bears have fallen to 3-11. Monday Night Football is on the score tonight. We've got it here. Panthers in Washington. Our broadcast at 6:45. The Bulls have lost 3 in a row. They will host Detroit tonight. The Blackhawks, their forward Artemi Panarin is named one of the NHL's 3 stars of the week. And former Northern Illinois and Minnesota coach Jerry Kill has been named offensive coordinator at Rutgers. Well, 670 The Score's holiday broadcast is brought to you by Viking Ski Shop. As shop Viking for great holiday specials. Also, this scoreboard update brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. The Hyundai Holiday Sales Event is going on now. I'm Chris Ranji, and you're listening to the home of the Ed Napleton Automotive Group Bears Monday, starting at 5 a.m. with Mully and Hanley. as they break down the Bears-Packers coverage throughout the day on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Auto House on Edens.
Don't miss outstanding year-end values during the Mercedes-Benz winter event going on now at Auto House on Edens. Experience year-end pricing, lease and finance offers on our incredible selection of Mercedes-Benz. Auto House on Edens in Northbrook or at AutoHouseOnEdens.com.
Never let it be said, by the way, I've often wondered on these airwaves since I've been back to a little bit of time here, that why Vic Fangio, my guy Vic Fangio, doesn't have, to my knowledge, has never had an offer even to be a head coach. Never, I mean, how many interviews he had is very limited even. I know one with the Niners, but they had Jim Tomsula, so we didn't need Fangio for. But there is no way on God's green earth that guy goes anywhere yesterday on that play without two guys on him. Net for a second. If he's going to the sideline, I'm sending two Bears after Jordy Nelson.
Yeah, I was surprised. I was surprised too. That he is simple.
Come on, dude.
That is an easy call for a Lovie Smith Tampa 2. And you drop those safeties as far back as they can go. Nobody gets behind you.
Nobody gets behind you. It's very simple.
That's it. Just cover 2.
Yep.
You want to divide the field into thirds and umbrella the thing? That's fine, too.
Yep. But
that coverage was very strange. And they won't point fingers. We're never really going to find out, did somebody make a mistake, et cetera. I don't know. But
Look, even if it's a seasoned cornerback, you could get beat on that play because that guy just has a way of beating people. He just does. That's why I don't let him. If you're going to do it, Aaron, you're going to throw it to somebody else. You're not going to do that. But if I play the Tampa team, you're not doing it to anybody.
And the problem I have, though, in all of this is separating the compartmentalization of what occurs in a given 3 hours plus with the larger context. Like I say, and you know, I'm a meatball during games. And I jump up and down and I throw things and I punch the cushions on the couch and all that. Because that's the fun of it. I'm able to do that. But then when it comes time afterwards to think, well, is this really worth it for this team right now? When any calculation of downside risk, depending on strategy, is, all right, so you lose. Big deal. And it doesn't matter. You solidify a little draft position. So I just don't know how strongly to feel, because I feel like I'd be faking it if in a high dudgeon over John Fox, essentially being John Fox. It's not going to change. I mean, as long as...
No, I know what you mean. Yeah,
you know what I mean?
You can't be... It's not like you're over the top mad or you're just... I mean, it's just a sense of, well, gee, how does this team always get beat late? How do they invent ways to lose? Well, they invented ways to lose yesterday because you let them do that.
And because they're bad.
Well, yeah, yeah.
Right?
I mean, I can't send that kid out on that guy. First of all, you can't see him. So I can't do that. I can't allow that to happen. You're right. It doesn't mean a damn thing. And the clock management, also awful. So, I mean, there are so many things that really, it doesn't matter on this team. No, there's nothing at stake here. You just end up fooling around anyway. But there are certain things that you should get used to doing, not instead of, like, inventing ways each week to lose. Well, how do we lose this week? We'll figure something out. Don't worry about it. When we get to that point, we'll figure it out. And you did.
Mm-hmm.
You did.
They did.
They did.
They figured out exactly.
I would have never dreamed that I would see single coverage on that guy. Ever. Why would I do that?
And it's not even your best corner.
No.
Maybe they're saying they think he is their best corner by that assignment.
I don't know.
You know, that's possible too.
All I know is that go get him son stuff doesn't work for me. And again, we know it's a lost cause. I understand. I'm not outraged or anything. I just find it so compelling that of all the bad teams in the NFL, and boy, they were on display yesterday for you. Oh, Lord have mercy. There were some bad ones out there. That the Bears, of all the bad ones, have invented more ways to lose than even some of the ones that are other than Cleveland. That's a whole different league of bad. That's worth as bad as anything I've ever seen in the NFL. That's different. But this team, you know, they like to run around and tout the fact that they're seventh in the NFL in defense. Don't do it again. Because, I don't want to hear it.
Because these games come down to a handful of critical
plays.
That's
all plays. It does. Every time. That's what they do.
The NFL games are a handful of critical plays, mm-hmm. and then all the everything else.
All the everything else.
And maybe they've been good at the everything else, but either
they're
side
good
of
the... good at that, the other thing else.
Either side of the ball, whether it's been the way the drop passes. And the fact is, look how lucky they got with some of the passes the Packers dropped. I mean, really. I mean, Davante Adams, what are you doing?
I don't know. He was good last week. He was.
What are you doing out there? I mean, there are so many times that thing was just going to be completely out of reach anyway, and maybe they turtle a little bit, and the Bears, and I don't know what to
they
say
do,
about
yeah,
Barkley.
It's but, like the second time now you've seen the Bears come back from this giant deficit, and you just go, well, what? You know, but when you're playing that kind of defense, when you're allowing them to do it, as the Packers did yesterday, I mean, I as the Titans did, here, go throw the ball. We're just going to play 10. You're here, throw 7, 8, 9, whatever. Go ahead, throw it. We'll get it. We'll tackle him. I mean, it's just so hard to judge. But the last minute of this game was not hard to judge. If you're just for having fun evaluating your coach and his clock management, failure. Thank you for that. Defense in a key situation. Vic, that's another F. I mean, just in a minute. Not any more than that. Not analyzing every player, breaking down every mishap, every stupid move that was made on either side. But it told you the final minute of that game screamed at you. Even though you're not mad, what's the point? What's the point? It's not like you lost a playoff berth. But I mean, it just illustrated to you perfectly how teams that are having this kind of season where you consistently manage to lose games or fritter away games that you should have won. Should have won, and you can't. You don't know how to do it, and even the best coach on your staff, the best coach you have, and I think Fangio is better at what he does than Fox is at what he does, can't get it right.
Well, that's what's frightening is even if you extrapolate this and just say, okay, that game didn't matter, and it's no big deal. Maybe the outcome even gets them closer to winning a Super Bowl. Then you wonder if they can't get it right when it doesn't matter.
Yes.
Can we trust that they can get it right when it does?
No.
And that's when you start wondering that if you when you really do have something on the line, when it does really mm-hmm. matter and you are yeah. good enough to have it, then you're thinking, is that trust level there, that there's a baseline level of competence and understanding?
Well, do you have it?
I don't know, and I guess I never... We were told not to in Fox.
Yeah.
We were told not to.
We were told not to, yeah. We were warned.
We were instructed. We were warned. We should have known better. 312-644-6767. Matt Bowen at the top of the hour on the score.
If you're a Bears fan, then you're in the right place. This is the Ed Napleton Automotive Group Bears Monday. All day today, we'll be recapping the Bears game with all of our shows and team of Bears experts, plus your reaction too. There's no Monday like an Ed Napleton Automotive Group Bears Monday, exclusively on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans. Presented by the Ed Napleton Automotive Group. Second to none since 1931.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at pajamagram.com. That's pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. Talk about dreamy. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel. You'll love the way they caress every curve. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to linger a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. You don't even have to wrap. Every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, Christmas delivery guaranteed. Call 1-800-GIVE-PJs or click the banner to visit pajamagram.com.
The season to save is now during the Red Tag Sales event at Sunrise Chevrolet. And as our gift to you, we're rolling back prices. Our 2016 Chevys must go. Shop our huge inventory of Silverados, Cruises, Malibus, Trax, and more. Plus, get 0% financing on select new Chevys or lease a new 2017 Chevy Equinox LS for $189 a month. But hurry, these offers end with the holidays. Visit SunriseChevrolet.com, the bright way to buy.
Plus, tax, title, license, stock fee, 24-month lease with $30.49 due at signing financing to qualifying buyers with approved credit. Find new roads. I was just at Walgreens because apparently I'm getting a common cold. Trust me, it's anything but common with the stuffy nose and all the coughing. Ugh. Luckily, Walgreens is right around the corner to help me find the right relief fast with Walgreens brand cold and flu products. They give me effective relief at a great value. So just like that, I'm feeling pretty common again, which is a good thing in my book. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Now with cards, select Walgreens brand cold and flu relief products are two for $12 or $6.29 each through December 24th. Use as directed.
It's the Le'Veon Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Stop in today through December 8th and discover unique, amazing gifts that stand out as beautifully as she does. Jared works directly with Le'Veon designers to offer you more Le'Veon jewelry than any other store in the world, including exclusive pieces like the spectacularly original ombre bracelet. The Le'Veon Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Now through December 8th. That's why he went to Jared.
As your State Farm agent, I'm going to do something I've never done on radio before.
What's that?
Help you combine your auto and renter's insurance.
State Farm can do that? Wow, that means I can do anything on radio. Like discharge fireworks on unsuitable holidays.
I wouldn't do that.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody!
Look, I'm saying State Farm helps life go right by helping combine policies only because we do that in real life.
That is so cool.
Hang on.
No, not inside.
Happy Groundhog Day, too.
State Farm, here to help life go right. Call an agent today.
The time to get your business ready for 2017 is now. So if you're ready to upgrade to a phone system that will deliver better business communications in the coming year, there's never been a better time to switch to Vonage Business, because our end-of-year sales event is on now. Switch to an award-winning phone system that boasts over 40 business-class features, including virtual receptionist, to give your company a 24-hour professional presence, and a free mobile app to keep you seamlessly connected on the go. Switch before the end of the year to take advantage of our limited-time phone sale, starting at 50% off. You'll also get a discount on the monthly service fee and waived activation to save you even more in the new year. Don't miss the Vonage end-of-year sales event and join the 75,000 other businesses that have already switched to Vonage Business. Hurry, offer ends December 31st. Visit Vonage.com/December or call 1-800-5-VONAGE. Terms and conditions apply.
CBS Monday. Two Broke Girls takes comedy to the max.
I'm Max. I'll be your waitress because they don't do background checks here.
And to the Caroline.
This is so exciting.
Sorry, Caroline. That's not actually a thing.
Okay, that's it. We're done.
Maximize your Monday.
Congratulations. You made it through dinner. Here's your check and the number for poison control.
And Caroline up for some laughs.
I am so back.
With Two Broke Girls.
That's Max. I'm Caroline. We're the owners of this store. And about four pairs of socks.
CBS Monday.
CBS Sunday, the NCIS LA team knows the game.
I always expect the unexpected.
They can even the score.
Never a dull moment, is there?
Never.
And when they make a move...
This is our investigation now.
You can't lose.
So we got a plan.
Let's roll.
Well, we're all just one big, happy, slightly dysfunctional family.
I believe that's called a win-win.
NCIS Los Angeles, CBS Sunday, or stream it live or on demand.
Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Under 40 seconds left in the game. Low snap. Rodgers back to throw. Rodgers coming to his left. Rodgers going for the deep ball. Jordy Nelson down the middle. He's got it inside the 20-yard line. Post pattern to the 15. LeBlanc trying to chase it down. Vintage Rodgers. Vintage Jordy Nelson.
I was inside leverage, about off at like seven yards, 1 yard inside. Jordy Nelson came at me vertical. I opened up my hips. Once he broke my cushion and he went post, I sped turn, and he kind of just ran away from my leverage. Good ball, good throw. In that coverage, the corner's really kind of on his own. Just got to be on top shoulder. And once I sped turn and he was running away from my leverage, it was just a great ball, great throw.
Ravon LeBlanc. Victimized by the Packers. That's what we're talking about. Boys of Mercy, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 The Score. Our buddy Jeff Joniak on the call. And I mean, look, as little as he started in the NFL, little as experiences he had and all that, look, I don't mind if I put a guy out there and you miss, you know, you expect guys to miss a block or don't execute a thing perfectly or whatever, but your job as a coach is to put him in a position. And if they miss a block, they miss a tackle, whatever. Okay, that happens. But when you throw a guy out there on an island with that guy, with that guy? Is that really what you want to do in the final seconds of a game?
That's asking an awful lot of a young man.
It really is. I mean, yeah, he did. He been, you know, he had his leverage for a while, but really, I mean, the guy's a ghost anyway, Jordy Nelson, and he's clearly running better than he was early in the season. He was struggling a little bit. I think he's got 12 touchdowns this year. I mean, that's about par. Maybe a little, maybe add a few more before the season's over. But look, you put him in a position to win, not lose. And I don't know. You didn't find out anything about anybody on that play. You didn't find out. Well, yeah, I don't know if I trust him on a blocker. Yeah, there's a lot of cornerbacks in the NFL that are really very good cornerbacks that have gotten beat on that play too. Not just him. I think others would have too. That guy is just one of the best receivers there is. And you can't leave him out there. I don't care if you miss a block. All right. Okay. Miss a tackle downfield. All right. That happens.
Sometimes, in my experience, sometimes a player is simply choosing not to point a finger and just being a good teammate at
good
that
soldier,
point,
yeah.
Even if, in fact, he knows he was supposed to have help. He knows that something wasn't executed in the way that it was called or practiced. And I don't know in this case. I don't know if he's just trying to be cool about it, but I've seen it. And I am allowing for the possibility that that's what's going on here, that he knows that he could easily say that somebody was out of position or he was expecting help, but he's just
no doubt.
But he's just not.
Yeah,
I don't know that that's true, but it just we have to make sure that we are allowing for the fact that it might be as we try to figure out who's saying what and why. In St. Charles, it's Chris on the Score. Hello, Chris.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on. So I really like where you guys were going with this play being both like tactically and like bigger picture. So I just got a couple quick points. I played safety in college, so I tend to be, you know, harder on safeties. And what I saw was Bush with his eyes in the backfield playing some kind of like technique where he's spying out some like 20-yard pass over the middle instead of getting back. So to your point, I think that he was supposed to be deep, but I don't know that. And like, but for the larger point, it's the thing about Bush, the safety, the knock on him was that he wanders and he's not in a position to play. So I don't know if it's a coaching thing, or then can we extrapolate that to a higher level to Ryan Pace is not drafting guys who actually know how to play football, who aren't instinctual enough to like, you're a safety in that position, you need to be back. Maybe Bowen can speak to it, but I just...
He will. Know, the, yeah, well, then, we will definitely talk to Matt then, about this in 10 minutes.
Yeah, and then the other tactical point is, why do you have Leonard Floyd spying on Aaron Rodgers in a crucial play of that game? If you give up a 20-yard play, if he scrambles for 15 yards, let him.
And he can't because he only has one leg.
Right, he's not going anywhere.
It's not Michael Vick at the peak of his powers. I remember in 2006 when they had Brian Urlacher do that to Michael Vick very successfully. Another frigid day, I might add. And they just said, look, you are as fast as he is and as athletic as he is, and you are going to stand here and make sure he doesn't get by you. But you saw him struggling to run all day and not wanting to run. Nothing. He couldn't gear up. And you should have Floyd as the guided missile that he is. Do what he does and pin his ears back and go and spin around and go get a hand on somebody. I didn't understand that either. And that's your guy too. That's Vic.
I know.
That's Vic Fangio.
Well, yeah, I know when clearly, thank you for the call, my friend. Clearly, the Bears on the wish list are going to have to be some safeties at some point, right? Ryan Pace, somewhere, sometime, somehow, maybe look at some. There are some really good ones this year, some outstanding safeties around the country. So, I mean, I couldn't tell you which one's better, but I can tell you that there's a lot of pretty damn good players. I mean, you got to find somebody. You are suffering. And again, I mean, you got fill-ins all over the place. I understand that. But even at that, you're paid to put them in the best position you possibly can. Are they good players? No, probably not.
I didn't mention that we have some giveaways today, too. We have a pair of four-packs to the Scores Holiday Broadcast Breakfast that we'll be giving away between now and 6 o'clock. And we have more Jets Pizza to give away. I know that Score listeners have been enjoying their free Jets Pizza. We've got more of it for you today. Rudy says, I knew the decision to kick on fourth down would be heavily debated, but still. When the broadcaster said, well, is Foxy going to go here? I fell down laughing. It's John Fox. If anyone ever watched this guy coach, there was no chance he was going to do that. There was never a moment in that game yesterday that I ever thought the Bears would win. I get it. That means you watched a lot of Bears football. I would actually say I would prescribe less Bears football for you, Rudy. That means you are consuming too much. You don't have to. You're allowed to not watch.
It's like being followed around with somebody with a hammer. Because sooner or later, he's going to hit you in the head with it.
As long as
you know it's going to happen.
It's Thor.
You know it's going to happen.
It's a Mjolnir-wielding Thor.
Mm-hmm. You know it's going to happen.
Ow.
Yeah. You're going to, all day long, I said, oh, did he? No, nope, not yet. No, uh-uh. Was 27-10? Nah.
And aren't to Fox's credit, though, aren't the Bears notably bad on fourth downs this year? Aren't they one of the worst at converting?
I think they are.
I think so. I want to say I saw something that they were like 30th or 31st. Or so. How many teams are there? 32? I don't know.
32.
And yeah, they were, it was not something that was where you'd say, okay, we're good at this. Let's do this because this is something that we do. This is, 31st out of 32 in converting fourth downs.
I did learn something though in the NFL yesterday that I did not know. Because I am not Mr. NFL, nor do I pretend to be. We have several people, many people who join us on Boris and Bernstein who do know a lot more, and it's perfect. I did not know such a person as Tom Savage existed.
Didn't we? Yes, Tom Savage was discussed a couple years ago when at the end of the season he was on that list.
Yeah,
right? Wasn't he on that list of guys we'd never heard of? Or
yeah, well, I don't
Tom
remember doing it. Tom Savage. Here he comes. Gus Bradley. Gus, you still here?
I also, you mentioned Tom Savage. There is another name that I want to add to a list of all-time Bears I never, ever, ever want to see again.
Okay.
Probably somebody who has gone out of his way to do more damage to the Bears by constantly being an idiot. Can somebody explain to me the Logan Paulson thing? Every time we hear his name, it's something stupid. He's punching somebody or he's holding somebody. Has he ever done anything positive?
Not that I'm aware of.
He might be a wonderful husband and father, yeah, or a champion of the community.
Maybe, yeah, I might deliver turkeys on Thanksgiving.
Right. I mean, the guy may go to war-torn third world countries and rescue people from violence. But boy, is he a bad football player. I mean, what do you do? Other than
what do you do,
other
sir?
Just every time, get him out of here. Get him up out of here. Get him out of the building. Get him upstairs and get him out of here. I mean, what? Explain. I don't know.
I don't even want his football information before we get him out of here.
No,
just get him. No, I don't want any. Just go.
Away with ye, and now and forever. And may you have success in other aspects of your life beyond the Bears.
You'll need it.
Oy, my God, what are you doing? Matt Bowen will talk about defensive back play, what happens and why, and more next on The Score.
Tonight, on the sixth day of Cubs, Mr. Scorehor gave to me an NLCS grand slam. Miguel Montero comes up in the clutch with a pinch hit grand slam to give the Cubs a 1-0 lead in the NLCS on October 15th.
Grand slam! Grand slam, Miguel Montero!
Don't miss this historic game tonight around 11 after Monday Night Football on the 12 Days of Cubs Miss on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Presented by Blue Man Group.
Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center, today.
Interesting items in music. The Cuban Missile Crisis, in a nutshell, was a 13-day confrontation between the U.S. and the Soviet Union over Soviet missiles deployed in Cuba. This occurred in October of 1962. At that same time, the holiday classic Do You Hear What I Hear was written. The two songwriters were married. More than anything else, they say the song was inspired by the Cuban Missile Crisis. It was written to be a plea for peace.
Set a date with the talk.
Here we go. 5 days a week.
I am ready to party!
From Major Mondays...
I'm pregnant.
...to Fearless Fridays.
Should your ex's friends be off limits?
That's what friends are for!
Five funny women...
Alive!
...who always turn up.
If I had a superpower, it would be eat anything I want and never get fat.
Share your weekdays with the talk.
What a motley crew we all are.
On CBS...
CBS Tuesday, Michael Weatherly is Bull.
Dr. Bull.
Dr. Jason Bull is the best trial consultant in the business.
Dr. Bull profiles every juror.
We know what they're thinking from the beginning.
You can't control a trial like this.
You can't.
Guilty or innocent, the verdict you get depends on the jury he picks.
Can you help my son?
Absolutely.
The new series, Bull.
It's not enough to tell the truth. You're supposed to be on my side. Maybe the only one who is.
CBS Tuesday or stream it live or on demand.
The time to get your business ready for 2017 is now. So if you're ready to upgrade to a phone system that will deliver better business communications in the coming year, there's never been a better time to switch to Vonage Business, because our end of year sales event is on now.